And welcome back in Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com as we close out the show looking at some NFL games. First game up, Browns and Bengals. My Brownies going over to Cincinnati to take on those dreaded striped Tigers. Browns come into this game following a bye week. Last time out, it was a win over the Falcons, 28-16, to improve that record to 3-6-1. The Bengals, they're 5-5. They've lost four of their last five, and the last time out, they lost to the Ravens, 24-21.
They lost to the Ravens without Joe Flacco. The Bengals are really struggling. Marvin Lewis, he's probably going to lose his job. The Bengal defense, they give up 31 points a game, and they're not a playoff team. I know they're 5-5 and mathematically alive, but they're not a playoff team. Browns offense, they ran for 211 in that win over Atlanta. Nick Chubb and Carlos Hyde, they're a very good combo at running back. The Browns are 3-6-1, but three losses that, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but three losses that could have and likely should have been wins, and then you flip that record around.
Listen, you know I'm a big Browns fan. Even during the lean times, I've been a big Browns fan. Hey, it's lean time still now, but we're pulling out of it here. Years of stability in Cincinnati. You mentioned Marvin Lewis. Rumors are that if he misses the playoffs this year, if the Bengals miss the playoffs, he's going to be out. And as you said, that may be a stretch this year. But even if they don't make the playoffs, we're going to have to wait and see if the Brown family wants to make a move, because there are tons of respect going back and forth between Marvin Lewis and the Brown family. And we'll just have to wait and let that play out on its own. But, hey, lots of changes in Cleveland. Going to have a new head coach next year. Hugh Jackson, Todd Haley out. Greg Williams, Freddie Kitchens in. Baker Mayfield, I love him. He's an underdog. He's overcoming the odds. And right now, he's the perfect fit for this Cleveland franchise, because we're battling, we're trying to get out of the hole, and you need somebody like Baker Mayfield that's leading the pack. And I think he's doing a great job right now. And again, still, even though we're playing better, we're still not getting a lot of respect.
Yeah, well said. Now, I agree with you about Baker Mayfield. This is the time. Hey, if you're going to get a quarterback, a rookie quarterback, get his feet wet, might as well do it when you're on a team that, you know, wins zero or one games a year. So put him in that situation. He's done well. In this game, the Bengals, they're favored by 3. The total is 47. All the trends point to the Bengals here. Browns have covered just 4 of their last 16 road games. Cincinnati, they've covered 7 straight over Cleveland. The favorites covered 6 straight. But hey, despite the history and the trends, I'm going to pass on a play here. I have no confidence in Cincinnati. In fact, if I had to play the game in a contest, I'd probably play the Browns.
Steelers at Broncos. 4-6 Broncos. They stole one in L.A. last week, 23-22 over the Chargers. Horrid clock management by the Chargers. But credit Case Keenum. No timeouts. 51 seconds. He drove Denver almost the entire length of the field to get them in field goal range for the win. The Steelers, they've won 6 in a row. They're sitting in first place in the AFC North. Won 20-16 at Jacksonville last week.
Yeah, Jaguars have to be sick. It's a lost year for them. They were up 16-0. The Steelers outscored the Jaguars 20-0 from that point in the game. Pittsburgh, they have a 3-game lead in the division. I believe they're going to finish on top in the AFC North. Denver was outgained by 150 yards in that win over the Chargers, but they were +2 in turnovers. They got the road win, and as you pointed out, these coaches just don't get it. I don't understand, but the clock management, that was horrendous, and that added, you know, that helped Denver get the win as well. But hey, they got the win, taking nothing away from them. Broncos have no shot to win the AFC West because, of course, that's where the Chiefs and Chargers are, but they're still alive in the wild card race.
And the Broncos are nowhere near the team some thought they would be this year. Vance Joseph seems to be on the hot seat, according to the Denver Press, but hey, the players love playing for him, and that may help him moving forward. Mike Tomlin with Pittsburgh, he proves every year why he's one of the premier coaches in all of professional sports.
Yeah, Tomlin knows how to manage a game. He understands how to end a game, unlike we saw in the Denver Chargers game. Steelers, and by the way, it's not sour grapes for me. I had Denver plus the points there, so it didn't matter to me on the point spread. It's just watching the games get, you know, just thrown away is frustrating. The Steelers have a demanding schedule the rest of the way. They face the Chargers, the Patriots, and then they have a road trip to New Orleans. And the game against the Broncos, Steelers are favored by 3 or 3.5 in some casinos. Total is around 47. This is a tough pick for me. In contests that I compete in, I played Denver when the line was 3.5, and I played Pittsburgh when the contest line was 3. It's just too close to call. Wouldn't surprise me if this game lands on or near the number like Monday Night Football did.
Sunday night, we've got an NFC North matchup between the Packers and the Vikings. The Bears lead the division, but the Pack and the Vikings, they're fighting to stay in the mix. Pack was open last week. They're reeling from a 27-24 loss out in Seattle a couple of weeks ago. The Vikings lost 25-20 to the Bears last Sunday night.
Yeah, Minnesota in this game opened up as a 4.5-point favorite. They went down to 3 or 3.5. To me, that's an interesting line move. The Packers are a public team, and it's a must-win for Green Bay because they're 4-5-1. But Green Bay has covered just one of their last 7 road games, and Minnesota's a great covering team. They're 36-16 against the spread, their last 52 home games.
When you look at these two franchises and look at these two quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers has played the entire season basically on half of a leg, but yet he still led this team and have put them in position to win games that they had no business winning. But again, he is just such a trooper. And as disappointed as the Packer fans are in the results, they're not disappointed in their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. The Vikings, on the other hand, Kirk Cousins has taken a lot of heat. A lot of Vikings fans, they don't think that they're getting their money's worth out of this high-priced contract that Kirk Cousins got.
Yeah, that was a massive contract, and he's a nice quarterback, and he's a nice player and a good quarterback, but I don't see how you get your money's worth when you're talking about that type of figure as far as his contract is concerned. And, you know, I'll say it again, Aaron Rodgers is the only – quarterback that I've seen that can win games without a run game, and so that's all you need to know about him. The last 4 years, the Patriots have been the best covering team in the AFC, and Minnesota has been the best in the NFC. So I'm going to lean to Minnesota here. Green Bay has covered just twice in their last 7 trips to Minnesota. It's not a big play, but I'll lean to the Vikings.
Monday Night Football, it's the Tennessee Titans and the Houston Texans. Couple of AFC South teams going at it. Texans lead the division at 7-3. Colts and Titans are tied in second place at 5-5. Last week, the Titans lost up in Indy 38-10. Texans beat Washington 23-21.
Houston, they've been on a tear. They've won 7 in a row after that 0-3 start. Tennessee, well, they were just blown off the field in Indy. The Titans have still never beaten the Colts when Andrew Luck starts the game or even plays in the game. No way that this Monday night game is going to live up to last week's game. Of course, that might have been the most entertaining Monday Night Football game in history.
Yeah, it probably was. That was a great game to watch. And I was looking forward to watching this one. Deshaun Watson and Marcus Mariota are both good young quarterbacks. I love watching them play. But I think you mentioned to me that Mariota is now listed as questionable after that injury last week.
Yeah, that he's had a hand injury for several weeks and tries to play. And, you know, Blaine Gabbert's their backup, and he's not bad. He's gotten starts, but he's not Mariota. When I take a look at numbers, Monday Night Football, Tennessee performs at their best, and Houston underperforms when these two teams play on Monday night. Houston has covered just 2 of their last 12 games that played on Monday Night Football. The Titans, you can't get better than undefeated. They've covered 7 straight games on Monday Night Football. So with that trend, I'll lean to Tennessee plus the points here.
Mike, that's going to do it for the games this week here on Inside the Numbers, brought to you by State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Mike, again, want to thank you for your time and wish you a very prosperous and a lovely, safe Thanksgiving, because I know you're going to be working.
Yeah, I'll be either in this chair in the studio or the chair out there at the desk. So, but hey, that's it's all good. And next week is championship week, so we'll talk then.
We're looking forward to it. Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, listening to you're listening to Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Auburn great David Rocker, he'll get with us. We'll talk Iron Bowl right here on GameDaySportsRadio.com.